Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. During spring break 2020, South Dakota colleges and universities made the urgent pivot to remote learning to prepare for a pending pandemic. How important is it for students to get back into the classroom this fall instead of learning remotely, and is that possible? Brian Maher is the executive director of the South Dakota Board of Regents, and he joins us today for a big picture conversation. Brian Maher, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Lori, thanks so much for having me. It's good to hear your voice again.
It's good to be with you again. And I think for people across the state who might not know you because your previous job and you've been on the show in that role was as a superintendent for the Sioux Falls School District, let's get to know the Brian Maher statewide now. So tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about how you came into making that transition from K-12 to higher ed.
Sure. Well, you just described my entire career. It was K-12. It was all K-12 until this spring when the executive director position with the Board of Regents came open. I was encouraged to look at it, and when I started that thought process, Lori, the question that was in my mind. Me for the executive director at Board of Regents with a big question mark at the end of it. But after I talked to several people who kind of understood the situation and maybe understood some of my strengths and weaknesses, folks who would tell me what I need to hear and not necessarily what I wanted to hear, I thought, yeah, me, with an exclamation point rather than a question mark at the end of that. So I made the switch from my math and physics teacher, high school principal, a K-12 superintendent, to now the executive director of the Board of Regents.
What were some of those strengths that you were hearing from them that matched with the need in higher ed?
I think that the biggest thing that I heard was my ability to lead, and not necessarily my ability to understand academic affairs or common course offerings or some of those issues that I'm beginning to know now in the position, but rather more of a general approach to leadership and be able to bring people together for a common cause. And as I looked at what I thought, my perception of what the needs were in this position, those were some of the things that matched up. So I thought we can give this a go, and hopefully it's a win-win, a win for me, but also a win for the folks who are in our Regental system.
One of the conversations, that I remembered the most with you, and really the most since I began hosting this show, was a time you came into the studio and we sat down after the Parkland High School shooting, and talked about some really difficult conversations about feeling safe in school, what we already were doing, what still needed to be done, things that people didn't know we were doing, it's not ever thinking it can't happen here, and some of that behind the scenes work. Now here, so when I think of you, I think of someone who is not afraid to have a difficult conversation and who I can ask anything to. Here we are, looking at fall 2020, at COVID-19, and I don't think anybody believes that it can't happen here, that we can't have an outbreak at a South Dakota university or college, that we can't have an outbreak at a school. Talk to me about how you move into this kind of situation and say, you know, we can't deny the reality of what it means to go back to class, and we can't deny the reality of what it means to learn remotely. Where do you begin?
Yeah, well, first of all, I remember that conversation, too. And I would tell you that I had somebody ask me as I was leaving the Sioux Falls School District, what were the toughest issues you dealt with as a superintendent? And I identified two. One was the time around that Parkland shooting and the uncertainty in terms of safety in our K-12 institutions. And the other one was an issue they're still dealing with, and that is the reaction to the pandemic. And as I move into this position, that has driven virtually every conversation. There's an overlayment of what's going on with the pandemic. And it now directly to your conversation, how do we address that? How do we address the fears of opening up schools when we still have this public health issue, you know, just everywhere in everything that we do. And I would say there are a couple of things in attempting to answer your question that we feel, number one, that it's really important that we get kids back to the campus, and number one, but also that we keep them on campus, number two. So there's a whole public health issue there. There's a mental health component to getting folks back to some sense of normalcy. And a whole lot of work has gone into trying to get the students back in the swing of going to class every day, face-to-face where we can, and making sure that as the Regental system, where the majority of our students are going to be taught from a higher ed perspective in the state, how do we make sure that environment is safe? I can tell you that from the board perspective, that occupies most every conversation at the board level. And in my conversation with the campus presidents, I'm a part of those conversations multiple times a week, that drives almost every conversation they're a part of as well. It is a taxing, time-consuming conversation that is also critical if we can accomplish those two goals of, number one, having students back, and number one, keeping students on campus once we have them back.
Yeah. I think most people know, no secret, that my daughter is a college student. She goes to college out of state, and I know from our personal experience in our household that her school is revamping, you know, not only how they live and how they get their food, but also revamping their education itself and taking some of the brightest minds and this generation, saying, this is your problem to solve too. So engineers are working on engineering solutions, and art, you know, people who are studying in the arts are working on equity in the arts, and how to rethink everything from, you know, theater during a pandemic to, you know, playing music during a pandemic. It's fascinating to watch, and it's kind of exciting. And I'm wondering if those same kinds of conversations are happening here in South Dakota, where we say these students who are coming into, you know, this academic setting, we need them. We need them to be not just getting their, you know, speech credit, but we need them to be helping to solve this really complicated problem because they have to live with it too. What kinds of conversations have you had about how you know, or have you heard from college presidents about how the very curriculum and the way that what they're going to study and how they're going to study is transforming for this incoming class?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I should say, Lori, out of just total transparency, is this daughter that you speak of, I know her and have great admiration for her and want to recruit her back into the Regental system. So you tell Jane that it's not too late for her to come back to South Dakota. We want her and need her here. Also tell her I miss her. The thing that I would say is you've just described some of the experiences that I've had while on campus. I've been to each of our Regental institutions, minus Northern, at this point, and I will be there yet this week. So I will have visited every campus. And in every situation, I've been brought into classrooms where the transformations that you're talking about have taken place already in many regards, where you see the PPE in place so that students and staff are as safe as we can possibly make them, where the social distance opportunities are already being planned for. Students are already being talked to for how we can best serve their needs and keep them safe. And I think you're exactly right to include students as part of that conversation and part of the solution just makes the most sense, because we do have great minds on campus, and many of those minds are in our student population. So we'll continue to have them as part of whatever solutions we seek. From a very high level, from a board perspective, I would remind the folks in South Dakota that we actually have a student regent. So when we have this conversation at the regental level, one of the voices around the table is an actual current student in the regental system. So we take that voice serious, and we'll continue to do so.
This is the conversation that takes up all the oxygen in the room, but there are other issues with higher ed. Do you have goals? Are you hearing other, priorities? Is it are you having conversations about equity and diversity, about retaining those students and filling workforce development? Like, what are some of the big issues that if you weren't worried and working relentlessly on the public health issue that are also being worked on here in 2020?
Yeah, great question. So we get so focused on the public health issue, and rightfully so, that some of the other issues are taking a back seat. We have passed in the last legislative session here, Lori, was a bill called Senate Bill 55, and Senate Bill 55 really is requiring the Board of Regents to take a microscope and look at it from a business practices, from an efficiency standpoint, and trying to determine, are we running the best business we can run? It's looking at the issues that you described. It's looking at enrollment trends. It's looking at effective use of tax dollars, and many of the topics that I think you had talked about there. I think as a person new to the position that I'm in, I'm looking at that as a real opportunity for me, but also for our system, and giving us an opportunity to look at all of our business practices and looking at the way we're serving the state of South Dakota from a regental point of view. How are we contributing to the economic development by making sure that we have offerings that our students need to become gainfully employed? Are we exercising our opportunities for research that will help move this state forward to the next great thing? All of those things will be talked about, discovered, and discussed in that Senate Bill 55, which will become a very public topic over the next calendar year. I'll overlay that with our opportunity to redo a strategic plan from the Board of Regents, and I think a year from now, many of those topics will come to light, but we'll have conversations about those topics as this year goes along. So the things that you described, equity and diversity, economic development, enrollment trends, all of those topics will be a part of that conversation.
And I'm not asking you to speculate, but I do recall in the previous legislative session back in January, February, March timeframe, talk about consolidation of courses or even universities. And my question to you is everything on the table as you look at a new strategic plan? How do you approach some of those big picture conversations and be open to all kinds of ideas, or are there parameters that are already set that you're working within a structure of?
No, I think everything's on the table. I don't want to go in there thinking that that I or we are going to take some sort of draconian approach to the regental system and really look to restructure. I don't know that that's. That was not a directive when I was hired, and that's certainly not something that's top of mind for me. But I would say we're looking at duplication, for example. Are we offering what we need to offer where we need to offer it from a program perspective? Do we have too many programs that are duplicating costs, those sorts of things? Are we meeting the needs of the workforce in South Dakota? For example, I had somebody talking to me about the nursing programs, and we seem to have several nursing programs, but overlay that with the fact that we also still have a need for nurses in this state. So there's a supply and demand component to that. So from the perspective of, I think you called it consolidation, Lori, it might be more looking at consolidation of services rather than, I don't want to put a fear in anybody's mind that we're looking at a consolidation of campuses, but certainly people, program, services, we'll look at all of those things as we go through this coming year.
Brian Maher is Executive Director of the South Dakota Board of Regents, and we look forward to talking with you again about Senate Bill 55 and how that unfolds throughout the school year. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time, as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Lori.